It's Morning Edition here on WNYC in New York. I'm Richard Hake. Last year, a WNYC investigation found that New Jersey's 21 county jails have the highest per capita death rate among inmates. This is out of the 30 states with the largest jail populations. The reporting prompted Governor Murphy to promise improvements. The State Department of Corrections announced stepped-up oversight. But WNYC's Matt Katz found some disturbing new information about a death at the Essex County Jail last August, indicating perhaps the state is not watching as closely as it could. And Matt joins us now. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us, what have you learned?
So I just found out there's a criminal investigation into the death of an inmate, apparently by suicide, at the Essex County Correctional Facility last August. And according to a document filed by the jail with the state, the Essex County Prosecutor's Office is looking into, quote, indications of neglect and record falsification. The case involves the death of a 41-year-old man named Lucas Vieira. The death only became public last month when Vieira's brother filed a lawsuit alleging that Vieira was neglected in jail, that his drug addiction and mental illness were left untreated, and that he was somehow able to hang himself while being strapped in a device they characterized as a straitjacket. This is information that the family was able to cobble together from other inmates, just really horrible circumstances.
And Matt, how did you get all this information? This through a public records request?
Yeah, after I read the family's lawsuit, I filed a public records request for what's called a morbidity review. And this is something county jails are now supposed to file after every suicide under new standards that were established by the Murphy administration as a result of our investigation into jail deaths last year, because suicides are a big driver of jail deaths. So I filed this request with the New Jersey Department of Corrections, and I was told that no records are available because the new policy wasn't in effect yet. I then asked for a clarification, since 4 months ago the Department of Corrections told us the policy reforms were in effect. And then, lo and behold, I was given a different document, a death notification for Vieira. Now, a few things about this. This document was filed by Essex County's jail director, and it's dated April 4th. That's 2 days after I sent my initial request in for records, and it's 8 months after the actual death. State law says county jails are supposed to file death notifications to the state within 3 days of a death.
So what did that record tell you?
Well, the cause of death was completely redacted, but there was a note in the bottom that revealed the criminal investigation. A spokesman for Essex County Executive Joe DiVincenzo, who oversees the jail, downplayed this, saying whenever there's a suspected suicide, the prosecutor's office conducts an investigation. But again, it's been 8 months since the death, so why is this investigation taking so long if there aren't concerns that something else went wrong here?
So the prosecutor's office didn't have anything else to say about it?
They confirmed the investigation, but citing that, they wouldn't comment.
And where does that leave the reforms promised by the governor?
Based on the date of the report I got, it looks like the state never made Essex file a mandatory report until I asked for the document. And this echoes what our investigation last year found, that determining the number of deaths at New Jersey jails is difficult because the reporting requirements are so lax. I mean, we even found counties where their monthly death numbers and state inspection reports didn't add up to their yearly totals in the very same reports.
Did you speak to anyone from the governor's office on this?
I spoke to a spokesman for the Governor Murphy's acting corrections commissioner, and he told me that the reforms are in place, but they weren't able to address these specific questions yesterday because they had a Senate hearing on the corrections budget. So we're still trying to find out why a death report that's supposed to be filed immediately came in so late, and then weeks after the death was even publicly revealed in a lawsuit.
And then we have this report that just 3 weeks ago, another man died at the Essex County Jail. What happened there?
Yeah, this was first reported in the Star-Ledger. A 25-year-old man named Jose Recoba Morales died. A spokeswoman for the Essex County Prosecutor's Office couldn't tell me what happened because that investigation is active and they're awaiting toxicology reports to determine a cause of death. But a source in the county tells me that he was believed to have died of natural causes.
So not a suicide.
That's right, at least according to this source, but we'll be tracking that case too.
All right, Matt, great reporting. WNYC's Matt Katz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.